With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, relationships can be a roller coaster, right? Ever feel like you're on autopilot, just reacting instead of truly connecting with your partner? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not just some hippy-dippy buzzword, it's a superpower that can transform your love life. In today's episode, we're diving deep into why mindfulness matters in romantic relationships and how you can bring more peace, understanding, and connection into your partnership. First things first, what does mindfulness even mean? It's about being present in the moment, fully engaged with your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner critic and external distractions. When you practice mindfulness, you're not trying to change anything, just observing everything with an open and accepting mind. Now, why is this so crucial for relationships? Because being present allows you to truly listen to your partner, understand their needs, and respond with empathy instead of just reacting out of habit or frustration. You know that feeling when you're in the middle of a heated argument, and neither of you is really hearing each other? That's where mindfulness can save the day. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you bring more mindfulness into your romantic life. 1. Active listening. Ever catch yourself thinking about what you're going to say next while your partner is talking? Mindfulness helps us break that pattern and truly listen, absorbing their words without judgment. Think of it like giving them your undivided attention. Your full presence shows them you value what they have to say. 2. Emotional awareness. How often do we act on our emotions without really understanding them? Mindfulness encourages us to check in with ourselves, noticing the sensations and thoughts that arise. This helps us respond to our partner with more clarity and compassion instead of reacting impulsively. Imagine knowing your triggers and having the tools to manage them before they escalate into a conflict. 3. Non-judgmental observation. Relationships are messy. We're all human, making mistakes and sometimes saying things we regret. Mindfulness teaches us to observe these moments without getting swept up in self-criticism or blame. It's about accepting the imperfection of both ourselves and our partners with kindness and understanding. 4. Appreciating the small moments. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture, like planning vacations or discussing finances. But mindfulness reminds us to appreciate the little things, like sharing a cup of coffee, laughing together, or simply enjoying each other's company. These everyday moments are what truly build a strong connection. 5. Cultivating compassion. Mindfulness fosters empathy and understanding, allowing us to see our partner's perspective even when we disagree. It helps us respond with kindness and support, strengthening the foundation of our relationship. Let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine was constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed in her relationship. She felt like they were always bickering, and she just couldn't seem to connect with her partner on a deeper level. Then, she started practicing mindfulness. She began paying attention to how she felt during their conversations, noticing the triggers that caused her stress. She also consciously made an effort to listen without judgment, really trying to understand her partner's perspective. Guess what? Things started to change. The arguments became less frequent, and they started having more meaningful conversations. She realized that by being present and compassionate, she was creating a space for genuine connection and understanding. So, how can you bring mindfulness into your own relationship? Start small. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body. Listen actively when your partner is speaking, making eye contact and putting away distractions. Be kind to yourselves, remembering that it's a journey, not a destination. This is all about building a stronger, more fulfilling connection with your loved one. Remember, mindfulness isn't about perfection. It's about showing up for each other with awareness and intention. It's about creating a space where love can truly thrive. Keep practicing, keep connecting, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mindful magic in their relationship. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and build that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.